Time for another Stank Gang podcast and time to talk Midwestern State volleyball. A good start to the season for Midwestern State. Hosting the Midwestern State Invitational, they split their four matches, and we're joined now by Stephanie Radecki. And first of all, congratulations on putting together what was a really entertaining event and a fun weekend of volleyball here in Wichita Falls.
Thank you. Well, it was a great tournament. We had some outstanding teams here, and it took a lot of work from a lot of people. So it was great. Our administration did a lot of work for the tournament. Our athletic training staff did a lot of work for the tournament. You did a lot of work for the tournament. Trey did a lot of work for the tournament, and our staff spent a lot of time here in this gym this weekend, but every minute of it was a lot of fun, and there were some great matches played, and it was just a great way to kick off the season.
It was a great way to kick off the season, and I would think you're going to be pretty pleased with what you saw from Midwestern State University, but correct me if I'm wrong.
I think so. You know, we definitely had our ups and downs of the weekend, which I think every team here did, working through some kinks and trying to create what our team identity will be this season. And so I think quite a few people on our roster got to see the court at times, and we saw some really good things from our team that we can build on.
Yeah, it did seem like you were trying to get everybody in, at least at some point over the course of the four games that you played.
Yeah, I think it's really important early on in the season to try to see what your players are capable of doing and kind of get a feel for who's going to be able to come in when you need them and be able to perform off the bench, who's going to do a great job from the start of a match, who can help us finish a match. And I definitely think that we saw some really good things, and our staff learned a lot about our team this past weekend.
Well, you got a couple of players on the all-tournament team, and I know Midwestern State fans were really excited about watching Riley Rabideau. Just the way she was able to kind of take over during points.
Yeah, I mean, Riley did a great job this weekend. You know, I think during one of our matches, maybe the third match we had this weekend, my graduate assistant, she got a kill, and he looked over and he was like, "Well, why doesn't Riley just have herself a day?" And I'm like, "Well, she's kind of having a weekend." And I hope it continues, and I think it will, because she has produced pretty consistently. You know, and she had one of her best practices yesterday. So right now we're just trying to find out what our best lineup is, whether she's on the right or on the outside, and I think she's done both extremely well, and so that's really good to see.
And then Bella Dickens, who we talked about being such a great athlete coming here to play volleyball, and I know I was talking to your assistant Jennifer over the weekend, and it might have been actually before the tournament started, and she was saying this is really the first time that Bella Dickens has had a chance to focus solely on volleyball.
Yes.
And it's going to be really fun to watch her grow. And it's a pretty good baseline she's got.
Yeah, I mean, she's always been a multi-sport athlete, which a lot of small school and even bigger school kids are. And that's always great. You know, just well-rounded, get a lot of different training. And she's an exceptional athlete, and she learns very quickly. So some of the things that we teach as a staff, or that I teach, especially as a head coach, that I've watched players I've coached for 4 years not be able to grasp, Bella has picked those up in 2-3 weeks. So that's a pretty cool thing, and I hope she's pretty proud of that.
So you're kind of just sensing from what you just said, because this is kind of a debate that goes on in sports. Should you be a multi-sport athlete, or should you focus solely on one? It seems like maybe you're leaning toward multi-sport. And I'll tell you why I like multi-sport. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this is more in men's sport, or it could be just as much in women's sports. If you're let's take Bella. You're playing softball and you're playing basketball. It's a chance to be in big games.
Yeah.
It's a chance to deal with that kind of what I would call pressure, though. Mm-hmm. Brittany, the softball coach here, would tell me there is no pressure. That's your imagination. But it's a change, right? That's another debate for another time. But it's just a chance to play in big games. And I like what you said, too. It makes you a well-rounded athlete.
I think it's really important, especially in high school or when you're young. I definitely think it takes a very unique individual to do it at the collegiate level. You know, I remember back when I played, we had a guy that was an All-American wrestler and All-American football player, and I think that's really hard to come by, especially at the high Division II level. But it's possible. It just kind of depends on what individually you're capable of and what's best for you. You know, obviously we love the fact that Bella's just going to play volleyball here, because we'll be able to train her in the off season, and I think that's really important. So, like I said, it just depends on you individually, but also once you get to college, it's a little bit harder.
Is there something specifically she does athletically that makes her a really good volleyball player?
Well, she floats, flies, she hangs a lot. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I think she doesn't have exceptional height. I think she's 5'8", 5'9". But some of the sets that she has the ability to reach just by hanging and waiting there for a while. You know, she obviously has a fast arm swing and she's quick. She's very athletic, but she definitely does just kind of hang in the air and look around a little bit, which is kind of nice to see for volleyball.
How did you assess the setting over the four games that you saw this past weekend?
Well, we started in a 6-2. I think Elena and Allie, they're both freshmen right now. So it was obviously going into the weekend, just trying to see what's going to happen with our setting right now. I think they both did a great job. We settled into a 5-1, but anyone that knows me knows that I'm way more comfortable in a 5-1 as a coach because I really love defense and I want our defensive players to be able to be the ones that use our subs. But Elena and Allie, they both did a great job. I think Elena showed that she can be offensive, that she can take tight balls, that she can jump set. And then Allie went in and she set and also hit for us and the last day, and I thought she did a really nice job, and she was a little high error, but it is very difficult for someone who's training as a setter and a hitter in practice every day. They don't get as many reps in one or the other, and so this week we're really going to focus on getting her some more hitting reps.
We mentioned the two players that made the all-tournament team. Elena could have made that all-tournament team, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed watching her play, and she seems like she's a really creative player.
Yeah, I think so. She showed a lot of maturity for a young player. She's shown that she has a pretty high volleyball IQ for a young player. I think that's something both Coach McCall and I have talked about throughout the preseason. You know, just to have a setter that when you have a timeout and you're like, what are we running? To be able to be like, this is what we're running. And I'm like, yes, ma'am, whatever you want. That sounds good, and I'm confident you're going to find a way to side out. So she does that well.
Taking a look at some of the other players, and I don't know how much you got a chance to see some of these players, but there were some impressive performances, and one of them came from Michaela Garvin, which is a little worrisome because she's at Eastern New Mexico, and you're going to have to face Eastern New Mexico, but that's an impressive volleyball player.
Very impressive. She's got a very fast arm. I think when we saw her last fall, both Jen and I made the comment that she was definitely similar to players that we had seen when we were in Conference USA. So she's very offensive, strong, took some very powerful swings this weekend.
And she's left-handed. Does that give her any advantage in volleyball?
I mean, it definitely, just because there's not as many. So it's a different look that blockers and defense have to adjust to.
Do you have to remind them she's still left-handed?
Not Michaela. If you forget about that, there's something wrong with you.
Some of the other players that stood out to me, obviously from Central Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They were probably the most impressive team
that came to the tournament.
But the one that that really jumped out to me was Jenna Karp. But she's there with Sydney Huck and Addison Wimmer, and all impressive players.
Very impressive players, very impressive team. I think it was extremely fun to watch Central Oklahoma and Swazoo's match. I think you missed that one.
I was at football.
I know our officiating.
I knew you were going to find a way to.
Yeah, I had to throw that in there. I know our officiating staff trying to keep the tournament on time. They were okay with it finishing in four, but I really wanted that fifth set. I wanted to see Lacey Mott and Jenna Karp go after each other. And, you know, like the other players you mentioned, it was just really fun match, offensive and defensive. You know, Swazoo's libero, Jada, she made the all-tournament team. I felt like Central Oklahoma's libero was really strong as well. I don't have her name in front of me, but she did an amazing job all weekend. So it was just a fun match to watch.
In Western Colorado, they're in a rebuilding mode, but I thought it was an interesting match they had against Eastern New Mexico. There were two times during the course of that match I thought Eastern New Mexico is definitely going to win. Mm-hmm. One was after the first set. They dominated the first set.
Yeah.
And I really thought, Eastern New Mexico is going to sweep this match. No, Western Colorado came back, won the next two sets. Then Eastern forced a fifth. Eastern gets up 5-0, and I'm thinking, okay, Eastern's going to pull away now. They got this thing won. No, Colorado comes back. So that had to be a good experience for Western Colorado here, one they won't soon forget.
Yeah, and I mean, it was a great, other than it was a little stressful to start kick off the tournament because it put us pretty far behind right away.
for the rest of the day. But you know,
but
what,
it was fun to watch. So
when you host these tournaments, though, yeah. I think you kind of have to expect
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
These things are not going to run on time.
Yeah,
we had
a warm up area and it all worked out just fine. So it was fun to watch.
You had a couple of five set matches.
We did
on that Friday.
Yeah.
I was going to say the first day, but the first day was Thursday night. You guys kicked things off.
Yeah, Thursday night. We did.
And taking on Southwestern. And they were also impressive over the course of the tournament. As you said, the marquee matchup was probably them against UCO.
Yeah. I mean, Swazoo, I think they returned the majority of their starting lineup. I think you had mentioned that on our last podcast. So a few all-conference players and just had a lot of depth and a lot of experience that were hard for us to match right now with our young team. But I think we played them really well and did some really good things. So hopefully we can build on that.
So what was your major takeaway from the event in terms of Midwestern State volleyball?
I think we're doing some really good things and we're doing some of the things that we want to do. As a program, we have to do those more consistently. We have to have higher expectations for ourselves. We have to have higher standards for ourselves. And then we just need to find those players that are able to step up and make big plays during those matches that kind of give you an edge.
So you are going to ignite the Midwestern State Washburn rivalry because our former president is now at Washburn. That's going to be the first of four games that you'll be playing in Topeka. You'll also face Northwest Missouri State, Missouri Western, and William Jewell. How do you assess the field for this Washburn Invitational, and please beat Washburn?
Well, I actually signed the contract for the tournament the day before we found out she was leaving. So when I said it on my athletic director's desk, I had to run out of the room right away. But anyways, obviously that's a testament to the fact that she is a very strong leader. And so
I'm just having fun at her expense.
I think it's going to be – it's obviously a great tournament. It's going to be fun. Oklahoma Baptist is there, so Coach Leslie and his family are coming to watch his daughter that plays for Oklahoma Baptist.
Speaking of multi-sport athletes.
Yeah, like we'll get – maybe a couple more fans. We don't play Oklahoma Baptist, so maybe he'll cheer for us when he's not watching his daughter. So it'll be a fun tournament. It'll be fun to see that program, and there's a lot of programs there that have seen a lot of success.
I think Justin has the reputation of being quite a noisemaker when he's in the stands.
All right, we'll have to get him some props.
Was there anybody that stood out to you that maybe you thought – well, she hasn't been training that well, but she really played well when the lights came on.
I think Jaden Wright had a great weekend. To have two freshman middle blockers that are both hitting over 400 right now after opening weekend.
And that's a good feeling, isn't it?
It's really hard to beat that. That's pretty impressive. We definitely have been working on our blocking a lot. I feel like we were used a little too much this weekend, so we need to cut back on that. But I think Robin White, she finished the weekend really strong. You know, she had a great preseason, and I felt like our first two matches, she didn't quite hit at her potential. And the last match, she really had some great swings and did a great job for us offensively. So that was really nice to see. And like I said, I feel like Allie was put in a difficult position. We put her on the right. I know that's her comfort level, but without having a ton of training this preseason as a hitter, because she's been setting so much, I was really impressed with how she handled that situation. Her hitting percentage wasn't exceptional, but she also showed a lot of grit and I think defensively did some good things and stepped in and had some big blocks, which she is a smaller blocker, so that was kind of fun to see and got our team kind of hyped up. So that was good to see.
So you may or may not be able to talk much about this, but it was a little bit of a gut punch to come in on Friday and see Sadie Portman in a walking boot.
Yeah.
Any report on her status?
She was supposed to see the doctor today, so we should have some more information, but she's definitely had some struggles since the season ended last fall and even during the season last fall.
Yeah, so we saw her in a walking boot all summer long.
Yeah, so it's definitely been one hit to the gut after the next, and we're hoping.
Because you're dealing with several injuries right now.
We have a lot right now, and it's been very difficult. You know, I haven't really been in this position as a head coach, and I've been coaching for a long time. You know, I've had one injury or a few occasionally little setbacks, but to have two that are out for the whole season and then four more that are currently out, that's really difficult to handle.
Even Coach
right
McCall
now.
Was limping around.
Yeah, she's got some bad knees.
Yeah, she was telling me she's had multiple knee surgeries.
I don't know if I mentioned how many on here. She might get upset with me, but it's definitely more than 10.
But I saw her walking today. It looks better today.
I think she spent yesterday working with her legs up in the air, trying to get some of the
swelling
down. Get
the blood flow.
Yeah.
Get some of the swelling down.
Yeah.
How does that affect you going into this trip to Washburn?
Well, I mean, Jen's going to have to ice her knees on the bus. I know that's not what you were asking about.
Well,
but you know what?
It kind of was the way I asked it. That was the right answer.
That was a good segue. We're just day by day trying to figure out where we're at and seeing when we can get those kids back, because I know they want to be back out there.
It's always kind of fun to go on that first road trip, isn't it? The girls
yeah,
get to spend time
of course,
together
yeah.
and bond together.
I think so. You know, it just brings a unique setting, a different atmosphere. Spend some time on the bus, spend some time in a hotel, you know, get to stay in a room with maybe one or two of your roommates you haven't, or your teammates you haven't really gotten to spend that kind of time with. You know, it helps you bond as a team and get to know each other a little more. And there's a lot less distractions.
I've probably worn out this line with all the coaches, but I was listening to Eric Winalda, who played for the U.S. national team. I was listening to him on a talk show, and it was during the it was after the men's Gold Cup. I don't know how much you follow soccer, but I'm just prefacing all this for you. And he was saying, sometimes it's not 10 more practices that make a team better. It's 10 more dinners.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's going to be a
like
chance
that.
For you guys to
yeah.
have some dinners together
yeah.
and get to know each other even
yeah.
more so than you do now.
Yeah, definitely. I like that.
Yeah, I thought it was a great observation, and probably coaches are tired of hearing me talking about it, but I just thought it was a really neat observation that as somebody on the outside, I never even thought about it. Mm-hmm. I would have thought, hey, 10 more practices would be more beneficial, but I thought he made a great point. So I just thought I'd share that with you, and travel safe.
Thank you so much. We'll see you
next week.
I appreciate
and
it.
And then you're back home. Of course, I pulled
not
this.
Not for a while.
It
that's
is a,
all.
It is
that's
a while.
All
but
we need to say.
I do want to thank you, though, for putting together the event, because it was a lot of volleyball that we didn't get to see last year.
Yeah.
So, no, you're doing great. I'm not going to harass you this year about the schedule the way I did last year. And by the way, the schedule last year was not your fault.
No, I did not
September 22nd, St. Edward's. Does that sound right?
I believe we're on the road that weekend still.
That's why it says in Austin. It would be September 29th
yep.
at the Ligon Coliseum. That's where we play.
Yep.
September 29th, you're not home till the 29th, so you're on the road quite a bit.
Three straight weekends.
But we'll be here every week to talk about it on the Stang Gang podcast. She's
Sounds
Stephanie
good.
Radecki. I'm Pete Stein. Tell your friends about the podcast, and so long.